Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. When you are running your own life through your own entrepreneurial journey, one of the things that you get to face courageously is decision-making under pressure. Entrepreneurs face high-pressure situations oftentimes, and you have to make decisions, and they can significantly impact your business. So there can be a lot of pressure there, and it takes the courage to make the decision in the challenging circumstances. While I was building up to my first retreat, I was investing money and putting down dates and locking in things that really took a great commitment before I had people even signed up for the event. And I would wake up during the middle of the night scared. And it's because my vision wasn't clear enough. I hadn't done it before. I was scared. I had a vision, but I wasn't certain about how it operated. I'd never done it before. So I used tools and techniques to calm myself down and get back into the joy of the vision to process me through that and end up with the ability to attract the clients in and have a successful event. Many times when I left my last kind of guaranteed income as a consultant to let go completely and trust in my own ability to run my business and create my income off of my own businesses, that was another big decision made under pressure that I wasn't going to go back on. So how can you prepare yourself for that? You know, that's that trust muscle. That's building trust with yourself. And over time, as I've coached you, I talk about different ways to strengthen your muscles, to strengthen your trust, where you listen to yourself and you follow. And you do things like quiet time or going out on a retreat like Otiwote that stops everything for a moment so you can get back into a strong connection with your innate knowing. So I'm going to just continue talking with you because being a business person, particularly running your own businesses and being an entrepreneur and taking an idea that's yours and making it become a product that other people can benefit from, it takes courage. So I'm spending a week or so going down the different things that you get to step up and be courageous about. So take a look at how you're handling these. If you're not able to make decisions under pressure, perhaps you need to talk with me about the skill set that you need to improve there, the techniques that would help you improve that so that you get faster at making powerful decisions and you don't let the pressure keep you from them. You actually rise to a higher level through the pressure and you make these powerful decisions. Decisive, and you stay focused on your vision. Have a beautiful day.